Hi, everyone. This is Mark Tornello from Accept, and you're listening to Rich and Scott on Focus on Metal.
Hey, Metalheads, Scott Thompson here, welcoming you to 2016 and another year of great metal right here on Focus on Metal. So after a little bit of time off, we are back in action and ready to roll out some great stuff for you. You know, as we reach the end of December, I realized that, you know, November, December, it was pretty much a music light set of months here on Focus on Metal. So after a bit of thinking, I thought, hey, why not do another music discovery episode? Not only that, but I have the perfect way to do that music discovery episode because, of course, back in the November-December timeframe, Focus on Metal, along with Online Metal Productions and Merrick Media, put out a free metal compilation called Metal of Oz. And although I noted it on the blog and I talked about it on the show, and we have the download available from focusonmetal.net, I thought, hey, why haven't I featured more of the music off of Metal of Oz? Now, there's a lot of bands on the compilation that we've already had on the show that are friends of the show, and we're really glad that they are on that compilation. It's even cooler, of course, that Maxwell Carlisle, another friend of the show, great guy, did the cover art for that too. So I thought, that's a pretty kick-ass solid metal statement right there, right? If you're going to have Maxwell Carlisle, killer guitarist, as well as a guitarist from Hellion, doing the cover art for your compilation, doesn't get more metal than that, does it? Well, okay, maybe it does if we had like Derek Riggs doing it, but I'm going to settle for Maxwell Carlisle. Anyways, compilation is loaded with 40 tracks, great bands, and I figured, hey, why not? Why not do a music discovery episode featuring a lot of the great stuff off of the Metal of Oz compilation? And again, as you listen to it, just remember that you can get this compilation by going to focusonmetal.net, and if you scroll down, you'll see a big old banner there to click it. It'll bring you over to the download link, and you can get your own free compilation. I mean, come on, 40 tracks of great metal for free. You can't beat that, can you? And I figure there's no better way to kick this one off than to feature the track from Maxwell Carlisle on this one for a couple of reasons. One, of course, that Maxwell did the cover art. Two, he's a kick-ass great guy. And three, this one features Fang from another one of our favorite bands, Lords of the Trident, guesting on vocals. And four, it's a killer, killer, great metal cover. Who else would do a cover of the classic Loudness track, Like Hell? This one comes off of Maxwell's soon-to-be-released this year album. I believe the album is going to be called When the Clock Strikes Metal. Be looking out for that one, of course. As soon as we know about it, we are going to let you know about it. Hopefully have Maxwell on the show. But without further ado, here is Maxwell Carlisle, along with Fang von Rathenstein, doing Like Hell. Welcome to 2016, Metalheads.
Yeah.
There you go, a little Maxwell Carlyle, along with Fang von Rothenstein. And I think I'll probably play a little bit of Lords of the Trident later on in the show. And of course, if you want to keep up with Maxwell Carlyle, you can head to Maxwell.com, and that's Maxwell with three X's. You can also hook up with him on Facebook. Just search for Maxwell Carlyle. Since the compilation was also sponsored by Merrick Media, who's one of the biggest music promoters in Australia, I feel it's only fitting to also feature some of the Australian bands off of the compilation. So let's dive into that right now. Name of this band is called Silent Night, but night not as in good night, but night as in guy on horse going to stab you in the heart. And this one is the title track off of their latest release, Conquer and Command. Came out last year. If you're interested in purchasing this, I think you're going to dig it. Then you want to point your browser over to silentnightband.bigcartel.com. You can also get with these guys on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/silentnightband. Told you this one is going to be a music heavy episode. Hit them hard, hit them fast. Hope you guys are going to like everything we're playing tonight.
Solid dreams cry behind your crystal light.
right, a little Australian double shot for you there. Of course, we started it off with Silent Night and the title track off of their Conquer and Command album. Again, you can go to silentnightband.bigcartel.com. And from there, we went right into a band from Sydney, Australia called Lily, and that's L-I-L-L-Y-E. Hope I am pronouncing that one right. And you can hook up with those guys at lily.net. And that very kick-ass song, sung with the amazing pipes of Virginia Lily, is called Under. And that one comes off of their self-titled release. It came out in 2014. And, of course, you can also hook up with those guys on Facebook. That would be facebook.com/lilyband. And, again, that's L-I-L-L-Y-E. Very cool band. And I think I'm going to, immediately after this, order that one off of Amazon. Checked it out when the compilation first came out, but then I'm, you know, listening to it again, and I'm like, yeah, damn, I really like that one. And as I'm listening to it all over again, I was thinking, man, that band would be the perfect tour mate to go out with Madam Mayhem. Just, it has that same kind of vibe. And then with, you know, two female singers duking it out, that would be a very, very sweet bill. In fact, just the other night, I was listening to another Madam Mayhem track. I just popped it on again, and that's the song 2 AM. Couldn't get it out of my head. And just this kind of song as well, it's the same thing. It just kind of, it's the earworm, right? Sticks right in there. That is a great track. So there you go, a double shot of bands from Australia. We'll get back to some more Australian bands later on in the show, but for now, let's turn our full metal attention back to the US of A and one of the great bands fronted by my buddy Jason McMaster. Of course, I'm talking about Broken Teeth, and this one is off of the album Bulldozer. It is called The Rough and the Tumble. So let's make way for the master of disaster, the Reverend Jason McMaster.
Rock me in the wheel rumble. Can't get enough to see you.
That right there is the music of Diamond Lane off of their 2014 release Terrorizer, and the song is called The Enemy. If you remember back last year, I had one of the guys from Diamond Lane on the show. I had a great conversation with the man behind the microphone, Brandon Bauman, and you can look back through the episodes at focusonmetal.net and check out that episode. I had a great chat with him that night. In a band well worth checking out. And of course, you can find them on the web, just like everybody, right? At DiamondLaneRocks.com. And of course, on Facebook as well, Facebook.com/DiamondLane. And be on the lookout because as of my last word, they were almost ready to complete another brand new album, follow up to Terrorizer. So I'm really looking forward to that. See how that one goes. And seriously, I don't know how they did it because they have been touring a shitload. Decided to stick those two bands together because they just kind of have that Texas kind of bluesy swing thing going. Although only one of those bands is from that area. Diamond Lane, of course, harkens from the land of Bob Now Bandy, and that would be Los Angeles. Speaking of Bob, be on the lookout this year because I believe, or at least what he's told me, is that the second part of his Inside Metal series is due early this year. So I've been bugging him and hopefully be able to bring a talk with Bob very shortly talking about Volume 2 of Inside Metal. And I believe that right behind there, he has the third volume of that coming as well. And of course, while you are waiting for either one of those to come out, you can also keep up with Bob's show by going to the Blast Syndicate. That is blastsyndicate.com. And Bob is one of the shows available on that website. And why do I mention this? Because, of course, Focus on Metal is also available via the Blast Syndicate, along with a lot of our other friends. So our buds in Radioactive Metal are, of course, available on the Blast Syndicate, as well as our friends at Mars Attacks and several other pretty kick-ass podcasts as well. What's that, you ask? Is the biggest podcast in Brazil available on the Blast Syndicate? Why, yes, it is. Yep, we even have Wiki Metal available right there at blastsyndicate.com. In fact, what's pretty messed up is that one of the podcasts on that network, Neckbreaker, is actually from the very same city that we are based in. I have no idea who those guys are. I could be walking by them every day in the street and never know it. But again, head over to blastsyndicate.com. And you can check out both Bob Nalbandian shows as well as some other great podcasts. And man, I realized as going into the Broken Teeth song that I definitely reverted back to 1989 guy on the radio personality. I guess doing this particular episode is really taking me back to my days of being on terrestrial radio. It was a cool gig, but if I think back to it, I don't know if I'd ever want to do it again. Never any fun sitting in an air studio for 4 hours by yourself. At least here, I'm kicked back, home studio, got my dog here, got my beer here. Yeah, I think this might be a better gig. So why don't we keep it right in the US of A for the moment in a band called Flames of Fury. They had an album they put out in 2013 called, of course, Flames of Fury. And a great female-fronted metal here. Angelica Vargas really knows how to rip out some songs. And if you want to check out more about these guys, you can check them out at flamesoffury.com. And yeah, again, facebook.com/flamesoffury. But great band here. Go to the website, check it out. The name of this one is called I Burn. So when we let these guys burn, some great metal here, right here on Focus on Metal.
Of hell.
I burn.
Oh, yeah. That one is definitely an Australian band right there. The name of that band is called Blackened Angel. And, of course, the first time I heard that one, I thought, holy crap, that is like Rose Tattoo meets Viking metal. But, you know, you go to their website, blackenedangel.net, and actually has a pretty cool description. And they say, what is Blackened Angel? It's a new project featuring members of Lord, Serenity Defiled, Germ, and Carbon Black that does a mix of aggressive thrash, traditional metal, black metal, and epic power metal. So I guess a little bit different than my Rose Tattoo meets Viking metal, but still nonetheless a pretty apt description of the whole thing. And I should also mention that the band Lord is also featured on the Metal of Oz compilation. And of course, again, that's why we're doing this one. It's to roll out some great metal, some great music, have a music-based episode, but also to really let you guys know that we do have a free compilation available and put together by Online Metal Productions, as well as Chris Merrick over at Merrick Media in Australia. And, of course, your friends here at Focus on Metal. And, again, you can pick that up by going to focusonmetal.net, scroll down the page a little bit, and there's a big old banner ad for you to click on and download a free copy of Metal of Oz. So I mentioned that the prior band, Blackened Angel, is made up of several bands, including the band Lord, and of course Lord is featured on Metal of Oz. So hey, as long as we're going to mention them, why don't I play us a little bit of Lord? And this one is from the Dungeon Era box set, which was put out in 2014. You can find out all about Lord by going to www.lord.net.au, or you could also go to Lord Official over on, of course, Facebook. And the name of this song is called Netherlife, Black Roses Die. So without further interruption, this is Lord. Don't know about you, but I really like the guitar tone on that one. That band is called Love and War, and that is off of the album Up the Ante, which was released back in 2012. And the name of the song is called 6 Feet. And these guys don't have a website, but they are, of course, on Facebook, and that would be facebook.com/UpAnte. And again, that is called Love and War. Pretty cool band. And again, I don't know what it is, but it's got that really, I don't know, it's that clean but punchy guitar sound. And I really like the solo sound as well. So anyways, again, the name of that band is called Love and War. So we are rolling along here in our music discovery episode featuring all of the, well, not all of them, but some of the great tracks off of the online metal promotions compilation, Metal of Oz. And of course, I'm doing this powered by a little bit of Sierra Nevada Snow Wit. So that's kind of my Michael Butler moment there. Usually he's got a fine toccata or something like that. But no, tonight I'm enjoying the old Sierra Nevada Snow Wit White IPA. So that's what this this episode is being powered by. Another great thing you couldn't do on the air when you were on terrestrial radio. No drinking while on the air. So we are about halfway through with this puppy. And then I think there's no better time than now to play some Lords of the Trident. Of course, Fang and the boys are always up to stuff. These guys are just really consistent band. And I just like an unstoppable force, these guys, Lords of the Trident. And of course, I do have a campaign going on at patreon.com. That is P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com. And basically what this is it's a website to let artists get fan support, but not in the way of a pledge music or a Kickstarter, but this is more of a recurring donation to the band. And there's all kinds of artists up there, so it's not just, you know, bands that are up there, but there's really like artists, and there's game designers and different graphic artists and just a whole variety of folks that are up there. And basically the idea is that you commit to do a recurring contribution to them, and it can be anywhere from like $1, and it just goes up. And any of the campaigns you're doing, it tells you like where their goals are at and how much, you know, as they reach that recurring monthly donation from everybody, what kind of thing that puts them in a position for. So if you go up there to patreon.com, you can check out Lords of the Trident, and they'll show you just, you know, where your money is going and what they can afford by people giving in recurring donations all the way up to, you know, if they hit something like $3,000 a month or something, a couple of the guys are able to quit their day jobs and concentrate 100% on the music. And what do you get out of this? Well, it depends on who you're supporting, but with Lords of the Trident, again, go up there and look at what it is, but it goes from anything from, you know, unique t-shirts that are only for donators to monthly downloads of new songs, and it's pretty cool. So, you know, if you're really behind certain bands, go up to Patreon, see if they're on there. I know for sure that Lords of the Trident is up there, and all of their donation levels and rewards and all of that stuff is up there. So if you are digging Lords of the Trident and you want to help them continue to do their massive face-melting battles, then again, go to patreon.com. In the meantime, why don't we enjoy some great Lords of the Trident music? And this one is off of their 2015 fantastic album called Frostburn. And this one is Manly Witness. If you want to get a hold of these guys up on the World Wide Web, they are at lordsofthetrident.com. And while you're up there, you can see all of their great merch. And if you want to get yourself some Lords of the Trident soap, that's the place to get it. Very cool soap. But in the meantime, let's get on to some very cool music. Again, from the album Frostburn, Lords of the Trident with the song Manly Witness.
Didn't I
All right, there you go. The first Focus on Metal threefer right there. As promised, kicked it off with our friends Lords of the Trident with Manly Witness, and then went into a brand new one from past Focus on Metal guest, Blasted to Static. This is off of one of their unreleased albums. Should be looking for that in 2016. The name of that track is called Suicide King. Really good tune there, and I'm definitely looking forward to having one of the guys from Blasted to Static come back on the show again and talk about that exciting stuff there from those guys. And then we rounded it up with Envenomed with the track Will of Man. And you can get a hold of those guys at envenomed.com. And of course, that one's kind of weird. You look at that band name and you go, how do you pronounce this one? And I'm like going, you know, in Envenomed. And then finally I'm like, yeah, you dumb shit. It's Envenomed. And those guys are out of Australia. And that one is off of their release called Evil Unseen that came out in 2014. I definitely see a trend here as I go through the compilation that there's a lot of these great Australian bands that have had albums coming out 2014, 2013, 2012. That have really gone off of our radar. And I got to say that even if I wasn't involved, you know, if Focus on Metal wasn't involved in this compilation, that these are definitely bands that if they ran by my radar, I would want to let you guys know about. So speaking of a band that certainly qualifies for that, let's move on to a band called Eternal Voyager. And these guys have just been picking up press all over the place. I mean, they have been picked up by Full Metal Radio with the Flight of Pegasus. Those guys are over in Greece. They have been on Metal Devastation Radio. They were picked up as the Band of the Week by the Japanese online magazine Breath Fresher. They've been on the Heavy Metal Mayhem radio show, and they've even been picked up press all the way over in Germany. So not bad for a little old band out of Minnesota. And these guys definitely have a good flavor of some Hammerfall. You know, that European power metal is definitely in their sound. So if you like that kind of stuff, I think you are definitely going to like Eternal Voyager. And of course, they have the album out. It's called The Battle of Eternity, and you can get that at eternalvoyager.com. Got an online store up there as well. You can get it right from there. I think they even have a bundle with a CD, maybe a poster and some stuff as well. So from the Metal of Oz compilation, the band is called Eternal Voyager, and the song is called This Is War. second track there was from Corners of Sanctuary, another band that I had on the show last year. Good album there. That one is called Wrecking Paul, and it is off of their album Metal Machines. Very, very cool disc there. How do I know? Because I ordered that one myself about the second week of December. I saw the email blast that it was available, and I pointed my browser over to cornersofsanctuary.com and picked up my own copy. And I should note that Biff Byford would heartily approve on the cover of Metal Machines, as it features a really close-up of some locomotive wheels. Couldn't resist, had to throw in the Saxon reference. And up after that fine Corners of Sanctuary track, I spun you one by Jimmy Lardner Brown. That was a great instrumental track from that guy. He just put out a solo album. It's called Amelioration, and the track there is called Addiction. Don't play much of the solo guitar stuff here on Focus on Metal. Of course, I really like that stuff, and I'd like to play a lot more of it, but I know that most people want to hear the whole thing going on with vocals and all that, not kicking back and listening to, 4 or 5 minutes of just screaming guitar. But anyways, like I said, that one is from Jimmy Lardner Brown, and another Australian artist right there. That guy also plays lead guitar in the band Killraiser, and guess what? Killraiser is also featured on the online metal promo album. But this guy, he's been in demand by a lot of people as well. So he's played for Tim Ripper Owens, he's played for Paul Di'Anno, he's also done some touring with Blaze Bailey. So definitely a guy who is in demand, and listening to that playing on the track Addiction can certainly tell you why. So hope you guys enjoyed this music discovery episode of Focus on Metal. Next week, we'll go back to our regular format, but I just thought, hey, this is a great way to kick off the year, and also a great way for you guys to know about the online metal Merrick Media compilation album. And again, you can get that at focusonmetal.net, or you can also go to focusonmetal.blogspot.com. And on the right-hand panel, you'll see a link to download it there. So just do it. It's free. And while you're at either of those sites, just keep up with what we are up to. You can also keep up with us on Twitter as well as on Facebook. So that is a wrap for this week. We can now say we've officially kicked off 2016 here on Focus on Metal, looking for another great year of metal. So I'd like to end it this week with something that I think is a pretty special track. As any of you longtime listeners know, I'm a huge supporter of A Sound of Thunder. I think they're a great band. And I'm also a huge supporter of Veronica Freeman. And when A Sound of Thunder did their Kickstarter campaign, and they did, you know, for Shadow Man, Tales from the Dead Side, they put out some great bonus tracks. And one of the ones they did is a really awesome version of The Last in Line. And it's featuring a special guest performance by my friend The V. So, hey, come on, to have The V and Nina together, one song, you can't beat that one. And I thought that would just be a great way to end this week's Music Discovery episode. So enjoy, and until we talk to you again next week, remember,
Focus on Metal!
Everything else is insignificant.
We are fire, we are stone, we're the hand that writes them quickly more. or the beast. And the earth a lot between the good and bad. We search for the truth. We could die upon the tooth. But the thrill of just the chase is worth the pain. We'll love for the first time. If we're evil, I'll divide with a laughing lie.
Still here? It's over. Go home.